Hey everybody, Skip here. Another podcast of Finding Meaning. What a crazy, crazy time it has been for us. This is November 16th in the year 2020. I had shared in my last podcast that my wife, the love of my life, has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Luckily, she's now out of quarantine. Her symptoms were very mild. But man, if you watch the news, we're just spiraling out of control. This year, 2020, I know there's lots of memes and jokes about how bad it is, but it has really exposed a lot of spiritual immaturity, a lot of personal immaturity in people. It has really exposed how selfish humanity can be. And I hope that what comes out of the other end of this, what comes out of 2020 or 2021, however long this takes, is a more mature us, a more mature humanity. As I have said to you a million times in these podcasts, the spiritual quest is about becoming an authentic human being. And I want to talk about what that authentic human being might look like. I think it's always a good reminder as we are on our journey to stop and ask ourselves, really, what are we after? Why are we doing this? So let me talk a little bit about what leads up to the spiritual journey, what leads up to our need for authenticity, and then talk about what that authenticity might look like. You know, all of us are programmed in certain ways. My family programmed me in some ways that were good and some ways that were bad. My religious training programmed me. My education programmed me. My life as a clergy person programmed me. We are being programmed all the time. And at some point, at least for me on my journey, things transpired that allowed me to understand that that programming that I was being offered, that programming that I was accepting, was not all there is not all there is to what it means to be me. That the way the universe works, it seems to me, is that there are things that jolt us out of our learned responses to things. There are sometimes tragedies, sometimes massive changes in our life that rip us out of a sort of egocentric understanding of ourselves. I have seen people dedicate their lives to systems of belief, and when they are no longer useful or they end up in crisis, those systems of belief are not there for them. There may be individuals that are, but the systems that we create in order to make sense aren't always there for people, be they religious, be they economic. I've seen people dedicate their lives to being certain things. Maintenance people or accountants or lawyers or teachers. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes those systems abandon people. Now, that is not always a bad thing, folks, because it is in those moments of crisis when we sort of wake up and say, wow, the things that I believed weren't real. That's the moment of clarity that allows us to journey on to what is real. Very few people understand that. A lot of people end up disappointed in a system or their family or their business or their political party or their way of thinking. And they realize that it is just another program that has been offered to us that we have bought into. And that when the chips are down, we don't necessarily mean a lot to these systems. Now, we can have sour grapes about that if we choose, or we can look at that as an opportunity to grow into something more authentic. You know, you hear a lot of people talk about midlife crisis. That's really what a midlife crisis is. When you look around and you see that everything that you may have thought was true is not necessarily true. You'll hear my kids in the background as we are still in quarantine. Those moments of clarity, you know, when people realize that the alcohol or drugs are not the solution, or the systems they bought into are not the solution, or their belief system is not the solution. Those moments of clarity come, and they are opportunities for us to grow into a new self, a more authentic self. And I want to talk about what that might look like for you, what that might look like for me. Now, first we have to say, none of us really know, because it's a journey. It's an incomplete journey. But we can point to people who we believe may have made some inroads into the authentic self. Often these figures, there are religions formed around them because we don't know what else to do with their authenticity. So we take a Buddha or a Jesus or an Abraham or a Baha'u'llah or, you know, the list is pretty complete here. And we form a religion around them when really what they are is an expression of what it really means to be human. So what does an authentic human look like? What are we striving for when we make the realization that the things that we bought into are not going to get us there? When our religion or our economic a way of being, or our business acumen, when all of that collapses, and we have that moment of clarity when we realize that there's something more to being human. What does that human look like? Well, first and foremost, I want to say it's love. I'm not going to leave it there. I want to unpack that, but I will tell you that my whole life I have had the notion, the realization, that what is really important is that we perceive the world with the eyes of love. Let me say that again. An authentic person perceives the world out of love for the other. That what we want for the other is to feel wanted and valued and whole and complete. Jesus will even say, we want this for our enemies, that we want them to know their value, their divine spark, if you will, because that's what will keep them from being enemies. And so an authentic person views the world out of that notion. But again, what we often do is we take a realization like that and we dogmatize it. We put constraints on it. We put a morality around it because we're afraid of where we might go, what we might do if we live out of the fullest expression of the love that we are. Heaven forbid we should love our enemies. Heaven forbid we should have to quote one of my favorite bands, the Avett Brothers, no hard feelings. That we can understand that the reason people act the way they act is because they are programmed. They are asleep spiritually. When we look at the world through the eyes of love, that's what we realize. And so an authentic person looks at the world through the eyes of love. And those eyes of love call us to new ways of being. A kindness. I have often said, my religion is love, and the sacrament of that religion is not a form of prayer or bread and juice. It is kindness. It is building people up. It is helping people see their own value. It is helping people see their own worth. It is helping people understand that their wounds come from a very broken programming, and that they are loved and cared for and valued, and they should feel that way. And you can do that by holding a door open for someone, by offering kind words of encouragement, by holding someone's hand. I have seen people practice religion, if you will. Healthy religion only happens through the individual connection of love, of kindness. So an authentic person is a person who sees through the eyes of love and practices kindness. An authentic person is a person who engages the struggle of spiritual growth, who knows they don't have all the answers, that they're not perfect. An authentic person will, if they don't say it, will think, I don't have all the answers, but I'm willing to listen. An authentic person is a person who is motivated out of love and kindness, who is motivated out of a sense of wonder and journey. An authentic person is a person who realizes they're not always right, but realizes that they're on to something by becoming authentic. Folks, your quest, my quest, all of our quests are to become that authentic expression of who we are. That is what spirituality means. And that is what the collective spirituality means that we try to practice together. What I hope will come out of 2020 is a deeper realization of love for each other. What I hope comes out of 2020 is a sense that we need to be more kind to one another. It's a sense that we ourselves are important. I don't want to forget that. That we do deserve to be supported, to be told. We do deserve, and I know this is going to sound radical, but you are deserving of grace. I am deserving of grace. You are deserving of kindness. I am deserving of kindness. Not only should I give it, but I should be able to receive it. That's the mature spirituality, folks. That's the authentic piece of ourselves. We're very good at talking about what we should give others, but we stop when we talk about what we should receive. That you are worthy of grace. You are worthy of intimacy. You are worthy of kindness. You are worthy. You are more than worthy. You are the divine spark. You are those things. And so much of our spirituality is around, you know, what we should be giving all the time. And we should be. We should be giving love and kindness, but we should be receiving it too. And that's what we forget. Now, we have to be careful, because sometimes what we think we should be receiving is an ego boost, right? Well, folks, if you're listening to this, you've grown past that. You should be cared for. You should be loved. You should be nurtured. You should be hugged and loved. You should have those relationships, those intimate relationships that you desire, that you hope for with your family, with your partner, with whoever it may be, because you deserve them. You do. And it isn't until we get down to that sort of self-love talk that we have to really get real about what it means to be authentic. Because not only should we be pouring out love, we should be a receptacle for love. Not only should we be pouring out grace, but we should be a receptacle for grace. That it isn't us or them. It isn't give or take. It is one thing. When you see through the eyes of love, then you see in a mirror something that should be loved. So folks, I just want to leave you with that. That our programming teaches us to be a certain way, and God, the universe, our higher power is calling us to be a whole authentic human being, capable of deep love for others, deep kindness for others, deep love for ourselves and kindness for ourselves, but not selfishness. Selfishness is a term and a thought of the old programming. When you love others, it's not selfish to love yourself. Take care, my friends, on your journey to authenticity, and I do thank you for listening.